The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, Fell Realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good.
We're looking forward to today's discussion. We have a special guest, Elise Collarini, who is an intuitive energy healer. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and we are here also on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners. We get, I can't believe it, we get hundreds of hits a day on that camera. People like to see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
I don't understand that, but okay, that's fine.
We do. I look at the stats.
I know we do. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Okay, Elise Collarini, intuitive energy healer. Can you explain what an energy healer is and what energy healing is?
Absolutely. We are all energetic beings, and it flows through us all. So some of us are a little more aware of that, and we have a tendency to clear our own energy and take responsibility for our own energy, bringing a cleanse to our emotion and mental state.
Well, this is what when I decided to have you on the show, I wanted to talk about, this is big. This is a new topic that's out there, and it seems to be the latest rage. Everybody's talking about energy. I was in Stroudsburg last weekend in the afternoon, and I was walking by a cafe that had outside sitting, and I heard a woman, I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I heard her talking about energy and someone else's energy and how it was draining her. So it seems to be that the world is now aware of this energy that we all have, good, bad, or indifferent. And a lot of people are looking at their workspaces and their homes as places where they could be tuning into a negative energy or an energy that's not on or good. So our homes are where we retreat and replenish from the outside world, and I believe that. And that's why I love my home. I'm a homebody, I think, sometimes, you know.
Yes, I'm going to steal your cell phone so you can enjoy your home a little
well,
bit more.
Well, the cell phone shouldn't enter my home. That's right. I should
yes,
leave it out in the car.
We should leave that out with the bad energy out in the garage.
Right. But, you know, that's what I think of home, is a place, a safe haven. And that's what I want it to be, you know, a peaceful spiritual place, but it isn't because people come through our house, guests or a family member, maybe with some negative energy, and that stays right now. We don't see this energy, but we feel it. So what do we do and how do we do it in order to have that pure space? And that's where you come in, Elise.
Excellent. You're absolutely right. This is totally a loaded topic, and it does carry a lot of stigma about it. But the basics of it is just bring it back to energy. We exist in duality, which is positive and negative energy. And by bringing it back to focusing it on energy and not all of the stigmas about the energy, we're able to bring that sanctuary to our space. What we do is traditionally, it started in Native American tradition to use natural tools like sage or Palo Santo or sweetgrass or any other kind of woods and leaves to burn in a ceremonial type of situation. But you're just bringing in these natural elements to help us to initiate the movement of this energy. So what you would do is to clear your space. You would have any of your tools if you want them. You would light the sage and or Palo Santo and go around your space with a pure intention. It's important to be in a balanced state of mind when you're going in this to begin with, because if you were in a really negative polarity, you would be bringing all of that negative into the space with you. So it's very important as you begin to be in a very clear state of being. And you would light your sage and go around your space, and with the intention in your heart center, cleanse, purify, move this energy, move what no longer serves my greatest good and my sanctuary space. And as you go around your space and you let the smoke fill the space and you waft it around, intending to move this energy, it does transmute. All energy can be moved and transmuted. Nothing is ever meant to be stagnant forever. And so setting this intention to move the energy is what will clear it and create this space of harmony. So after you go through and you burn the sage and set those intentions, you would open your windows and allow all of that smoke and energy to clear. And then you would go through again. And with that pure, clear mind and heart center, pull in positive energy. And to do that, you can, you know, connect to nature, connect to earth, whatever inspires you, connect to God or your higher power. Whatever is beautiful in your heart that pulls forth positive energy, you would use that to beam and pull that energy into your space and clear it. And after doing this enough times, you actually establish a space that no longer holds lower vibrational negative energy.
Okay, so tell me this. How often does this have to be done? We talk about, you know, when we clean our houses regular, you know, do the showers and the bathrooms
every
and the kitchen.
Every week,
right? We do that. We go through the house and vacuum and so on and so forth. Now, this type of cleaning you're not thinking about that much. Is this something that one should do yearly, annually, monthly, weekly? How often?
It's something you do as needed. So if you were to smudge your space and then later that evening start to feel stagnant or negative energy creeping in again, you go through and just burn it again. It's something that you do as needed. It's not like a one and done thing, because energy is always happening, energy is always moving, and it has a lot to do with where our thoughts are and our state of being is. So you can clear the space, but if you go back to a negative space within yourself, you're going to pull all of that negative energy back into your space around you. So as needed, if you feel any kind of funk or a shift, it's okay to light some sage and burn it and cleanse that space 1 to 15 times a day.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, even more. It's not even limited to 15, but
that's a lot. So everything is energy.
Everything is
good,
energy.
Good moods, bad moods, addictions, viruses, illnesses, thoughts, feelings, all of that create the energy in our space.
That's correct.
So if you're in a work environment and you have 10, 15, 20, 50, hundreds of people, you're talking about a lot of energy in one space. Okay. So, you know, this what I'm thinking about here is that an individual who wants to have pure energy has to be pretty much aware of what's going on. Do you find that a lot of people are walking around out there unaware?
Absolutely. You know, it's almost like society has conditioned us to be the opposite of aware of the way energy flows. You know, we're kind of taught when we feel upset about something to shove it down and not express crying, for example. So all of these things that get pushed down and pushed into stagnancy are us not really being aware of energy, and we're just kind of blocking it up and creating stagnancies versus allowing energy to move and express as it's felt and be acknowledged and take responsibility for it. You know, we kind of, if we're in a room full of people and there's all of those variables and energies going around, it can be overwhelming and people can become consumed by it by pulling in the energy from everybody around them. But if they bring it into a center within themselves and take a couple breaths of grounding and centering, they can see how they actually have an effect on the energy of the space and of the room. So essentially, we are all beacons of our own energy, and we have the ability to take responsibility for that. If you're a super naturally happy person and you're in a room full of miserable people, those miserable people, they're either going to catch on to that essence and lift up with it, or they're going to have to get out of there. And in that case, that's a good thing. You know, like, who really wants negative Nancy hanging out?
Yeah, when you say that, our producer would know, I'm reminded of the Charlie Brown character who used to walk around hunched over, and he had the cloud over his head all the time.
Pigpen.
That's what it was.
The cloud of dust,
and he had the cloud over his head. You know, there's guys like that. That's what they bring into the room, and you're like, oh, geez, here's Debbie Downer.
Absolutely, and we can't give our power away to people like that. You know, it's really easy to be affected by negative people, especially when they're, you know, spitting off clouds of dust at you, you know?
Everything's terrible.
Right. But if you find it within yourself and be like, you know what, I'm not going to let this energy affect me, and you know, I envision, you know, Glinda the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz. Yep. I envision like a bubble around me, like her bubble that she floats in on. And I say, you know, okay, negative energy exists around me, but it's not going to get in this bubble. I'm not going to let it affect me. It's not going to dim how I feel about life and my attitude about life. And that really works. It's like a muscle. It takes practice where you have to keep bringing yourself back to that space of intention to not give your power away to negative energy. But when you exercise that muscle within yourself, it really becomes a sustained force field around you that is really impenetrable to negative energy.
Yeah, well, to me, sometimes that you're in a different, obviously in a different space than me, because I have a tendency to take on. I do that. I have a tendency to take on what other people are feeling. And I've become aware of that over the last several years. I think specifically from this radio show. Mm-hmm. I never realized that. But if I have a guest that's nervous, I have a tendency to get nervous myself. And it took somebody else pointing that out to me. I didn't come upon that myself. I didn't realize that myself. So I understand what you're saying. So there's a part of me, though, that's almost sitting here saying, oh, this is impossible. I don't know if I could do that. But if you say that it's possible, I believe you. It's possible.
It is possible. It's just, it takes practice, just like any other thing worth doing in life. It takes dedication and practice. It's like, do I want to go out into life and continue to be affected by all of these different energies that are around me, or do I want to try to see if I can have a higher perspective on life and have a more positive effect on the environment around me on a daily basis?
Well, energy takes energy.
Yes, it does.
So it can be very, very draining to be focused in on other people and what they're bringing into a space, into an area, to a home, to a workplace. And so when I don't feel good, I have to listen to that. You know, when I don't want to go to my office because so-and-so is there, I have to look at that. I have to realize what's happening. And it's my reaction to that and not wanting to go to those dark places. And I have to learn how to deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very difficult to take other people's energy on. And it's so important to trust your discernment. And when you do feel a situation is just out of control or out of your grasp, it's important to allow yourself to know what's best for you and take that space and take that time to yourself to replenish yourself and gain your own strength and not be drained by other people.
With us today is Elise Collarini, intuitive energy healer. How does someone get in touch with you?
If you wanted to get in touch with me, you could contact me by email. Email me at ekcollarini, C-O-L-L-A-R-I-N-I, @gmail.com, or contact me by phone, call, or text 570-677-1283.
One of the things you were talking about is smudging. Smudging is the sage cleansing of a home or a workplace. Now, does someone do that themselves, or do they call someone like you?
Either or. I absolutely always encourage anyone that I work with to know that the power to take responsibility for our own energy and our own space is within us. I'm not any better than anyone else. I don't know any more than anyone else. I'm just here to help introduce people to the fact that we can do this ourselves. It's not just someone like me.
But someone that has no idea, like someone like me,
right,
would rely on someone like you.
Yeah, at first I would say, bring someone like me in so that I could show you the ropes, do a cleansing with you, so you could see and feel for yourself how the energy is being moved. But then after that, I would encourage them to follow it up with themselves and go through and do it themselves and get a feeling for it themselves. There really aren't rules to this. It's basically just becoming aware that energy becomes stagnant and it is our responsibility to move it.
Okay, very good. Good stuff. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a four-bedroom, two-bath, bi-level home at 206 South Washington Street in German for $146,000. This home sits on a 100 by 140-foot lot, and it has an attached two-car garage. It has large room sizes, vaulted ceilings, a kitchen on the lower level, a walkout patio from the family room, and much more. The owner wants it sold, so all reasonable offers will be considered. That's a four-bedroom, two-bath, bi-level home with a two-car garage at 206 South Washington Street in German for $146,000. That's listed by Debbie Kohut of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have an announcement. We have with us Gail Lewis, who has joined our office. She's a realtor since 2000, phenomenal realtor. And Gail always serves clients' best interests. She's dedicated, knowledgeable, and committed to finding the perfect fit for her clients. Gail's known for integrity, diplomacy, and sincerity in all of her real estate dealings. She is a skilled negotiator and advocate for her clients. Gail currently serves on the Board of Professional Standards Committee. She is a member of PAR and NAR, and she was listed in the top 50 Century 21 agents in Pennsylvania for 2017, unsurpassed by no other agent in Lackawanna County. Gail's excellent customer service has resulted in continuously expanding network of loyal clients and referrals. Bless you. For excellent results and an exceptional real estate experience, call Gail Lewis because she knows real estate.
And she brings a positive energy when she walks into the room.
Yes.
She doesn't bring the cloud and the doom and the gloom. She's really a joy to be around.
She really is. And we're going to talk about my personal experience with energy movement after the break. We're headed towards break. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back with Elise Collarini, intuitive energy healer. We're having a great discussion with you. I love this topic. And we're talking about energy healing and how energy healing can transform someone's life, living conditions in the home, and then the surroundings at work. And the reason why I brought you in here today is we connected out there in the real world, you and I, and I have a story.
We love stories.
And I have a story.
Good, tell us
a
story.
My story was at my workplace, my office. And it was back in March. And at the beginning of the year, I decided things had to change. And I needed an energy shift in my life. And I felt really stagnant, exactly what you're talking about. I wasn't as conscious of this whole thing as I am right now having this radio show with you. But I knew something had to change. And this energy force that I was dealing with in my life, it felt like it was bigger than me, and I didn't know what to do.
And it wasn't me.
And it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. Okay.
It wasn't you, but I knew things had to change, and it was eating me up alive. And it was to the point where it's just like it had me so down. So I Googled things, and I started doing things, and then wherever I went on these websites would talk about sprays and, you know, spritz this thing around and your energy will shift. And I didn't buy into that. You know, not everything on the internet is real or
it's not
true.
No, okay.
Okay. But I know that you work at the Wonderstone Gallery, and which is catty corner from my office, and I know that it is a great place. It's a one-stop shop for unique gifts, yoga, and yummy beverages, and in addition to spiritual energy movement. So I called over there, and Beth, the owner, suggested I get in touch with you. You came into my office, and you did an energy healing session with me. And 2 days later, less than 48 hours, this is where I became a believer. And you were a skeptic, Pat. You were really skeptical of this whole thing. But I think this story changed the way that you viewed this. You know, so, and you saw,
yeah,
you're a believer now.
There's something to it.
There, you are a believer now.
I don't know.
Right? Yeah, you are.
I'm like a professional skeptical.
Right. Well, you're a believer now because the energy shifted to my office less than 48 hours later. And I'm telling you, the energy I have now is phenomenal.
It was a big shift. Really and truly, it was like, yes, I'm a cynic, but I'm still saying there was an energy shift. You did something. I don't know what you did, but. And Jackie did it when I wasn't around. She had you come in and do the whole thing when no one was around because you didn't want to be interrupted.
Right.
And you didn't want to be laughed at.
Right. So we did it, and I think you're amazing at what you do. So describe to our listeners what we did that night.
So what we did was we came into this space, and, you know, you and I had a great discussion about how it's important to first be in that clear mental state of allowing this negative energy to move and be open to the fact that it can move. Because ultimately, our whole environment will reflect to us the state of being that we're carrying around ourselves. So it's very important to find that neutral, clear state within yourself. And at least, at the very least, if you can't believe that it's going to all move and transmute, at least be willing to accept that it can change or something better is possible. So by finding that beautiful, clear space, we then go in and light the sage and go around the space, just basically beaconing, cleanse, purify, move, and we move the energy around and then clear it out with fresh air and allow that stagnancy to move and clear.
I was desperate. And I was to a point where I was willing to try something new. And this was new to me. And I know I wasn't sold on the whole idea. But the fact of the matter is that, and I did have expectations, I think, before I met with you of what I wanted the outcome to be. But when you were with me, I realized that I had to release the whatever was to happen to a bigger source out there. And that I could no longer control what was happening in that environment. And that was important to release that.
It absolutely is important to release that because we think we know what's best for us. We have these ideas of what we want and what we think is best and what needs to happen. But by completely becoming neutral and releasing those expectations, it does allow the higher path, the most greatest path for the greatest good to actually come in, something that you could have not even thought of because you were so focused on what you did want.
Right. So then I have to believe that it's the best for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Not just me.
Yes.
Right. So, Absolutely. So that's what our story is.
You know, we are good church-going people. And when I hear all of this stuff with the sage and everything, I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, are these guys pagans or something like that? But go ahead.
I'm so glad you asked that because there is so much stigma around energy healing. And I was actually raised as Baptist Christian. And when I first started to come into spirituality, I had this kind of idea myself, like, what is that? What is that voodoo stuff?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Voodoo stuff.
Yeah. And the more I tapped into it and started researching it myself and exploring the way my own energy within myself affected my surroundings, I realized that this is tied in with religion and all of the different
faiths.
Exactly. It's because we're not trying to manipulate anyone or create any kind of magic spells. What we're doing is just intending to clear space and bring fresh life force energy to ourselves and to the spaces we're in. It's not about evil or negative or going against any kind of faith. It's about just pulling forth the life that flows within all of us as souls and clearing that space and clearing that energy and bringing happiness to our life.
Right. Well, what I think is I always try to, I hate to get into this, but what is God's will for me to do today? You know, does he want me to be miserable? Does he want me to be dragging things around? Or does he want me to be doing the right thing and try and be on the right path?
Absolutely. That's so beautiful. God would want you to do what's best for you and what's beautiful for all of life.
So what I think of when you're talking, Elise, is a lot of people think we're humans searching for a spiritual experience, but we're actually spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's what I think about when you talk about what you do, energy healing. What other services do you offer as an intuitive energy healer?
I'm classically trained as a Reiki master, but as my spiritual work evolves, it's becoming more, I call it like soul revival. What we do is we just clear the energy field that surrounds every human. It's called our aura, and that really holds on to all of our mental and emotional processes. Everything that's ever happened within our life stays with us. And I just help bring people aware of how we flow energy through our body and how having a clear conduit for this energy affects our life in so many ways. It pulls forth the greatest version of ourself and allows us to truly live our life on our highest life path.
And how would someone get in touch with you, please?
You can get in touch with me by emailing me at ekcollarini, C-O-L-L-A-R-I-N-I, @gmail.com. Or you can call or text me at 570-677-1283.
And I have to say, from a personal experience, it transformed my workspace. And I would have never believed it had I not done it. And you're amazing. And I'm aware of something that I, 6 months ago, was not aware of. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That's so beautiful.
All right. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a building lot in a great location. It is a 100 by 150 lot that is a third of an acre at 11 June Drive in Springbrook Township for $31,000. This lot is leveled and cleared. It's just minutes from 380, and it's less than 10 miles from Scranton. It's surrounded by well-kept homes, water, sewer, and electricity are readily available. That's a third of an acre at 11 June Drive in Springbrook Township for $31,000, and that's listed by Andrew Planey and Megan Pazamato of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the
statistics.
I love
statistics.
It's a happy day for you. You love them. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for the last 30 days. How are people paying for their single family home? 23.5% paid cash. Now that's down.
What was it, a third?
It was in the 30%.
Yeah.
Now, conventional is on the rise. It's up 46%. Now, conventional mortgages are the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type of mortgages. FHA still going strong at 21.2%. And VAs is up from where it was last year, at this time at least. It's at 7.2%. So thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.